farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today we wrap up our look at farmer registration, dealing specifically with the process and how it can assist in the fight against breeder larceny. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
You've heard me say the registration process is quite simple, but what really is involved?
The process really is that you register that you're a farmer. We will take that information. We will take your photograph at the same time, and we will now send an extension officer to the location which you said you have your farm to verify that information.
Chief Executive Officer at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA Lenworth Fulton. Before now, RADA bore the cost of registration and the ID cards issued to registered farmers. However, economic challenges have caused that pool of funds to dwindle, and as such, farmers are now required to pay a nominal fee to register.
We now start charging for this identification and the whole process at a cost of $350 per ID, and it lasts for 5 years. So all we're charging the farmers is $70 per year.
The ID card issued after registration helps farmers to access all attendant benefits and more.
The ID also will enable that farmer to transport agricultural goods from one point of Jamaica to the next, because upon contact with the police who are out there searching for agricultural thieves, this ID will tell the police the information about this farmer, and so it's a major piece of identification to protect farmers.
Registration also enables farmers to access a receipt book, which becomes a major tool in the fight against breeder larceny.
Prior to this, the registration system was not as robust, and so the receipt book alone would not have been very, very helpful. Now it is with the database. Every police in Jamaica having that receipt can go into their system and tap into the database and call the farmer and spot anywhere the investigation is going on, or call the nearest police post to that farmer's holding and do the investigation.
Together, the ID number and receipt will help the police nab farm thieves and in turn stem the practice of breeder larceny.
The police will use those numbers to go into the database to see if Tom Harry is really the farmer that produced pepper in any given district in Jamaica. And it will show in that database what size pepper farm he has. And the police will be able to look in that database to see a whole truckload of 200 bags of pepper to know whether or not he could get that pepper from planting this room of pepper. And that will trigger an investigation.
Chief Executive Officer at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA Lenworth Fulton. And as the dry period continues, we'll be bringing you some water conservation tips from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Brush your teeth before shaving in the morning so the cold water in the supply line is used instead of running to waste while you wait for hot water with which to shave.
The proverb for this morning is, make one jackass bray. Translation, allow one donkey to bray at a time. This means it is difficult to see the merit in other people's ideas if everybody attempts to speak at the same time. Also, if someone is speaking foolishly, avoid adding to the confusion. And that wraps up this morning's program. Come back tomorrow when we travel over to Kingston and St. Andrew as we continue our Farmer's Guidebook series. I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.